Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
You people are taking a test that will determine the course of your entire medical career.
You want a big wedding?
Yes.
I know you think I have feelings for you, but I don't.
Search and Rescue found those lost climbers.
One still missing.
Tell me the truth. Do you remember? Do you know who you are?
He's making his recommendation to the board tomorrow for chief of surgery and chief resident.
You're adopting.
She hasn't actually picked us yet.
The heartburn is like...
Fourth climber. Is that an axe in his head?
If Richard finds out that you're carrying another man's baby...
Somebody help!
Being chief is about responsibility. Every single surgical patient in the hospital is your patient. Whether you're the one who cut them open or not.
Well, she's lost a lot of blood.
The scalpel stops with you.
Starts two large bore IVs and bolus 2 liters LR.
You need to be able to look at a friend.
Ready? One, two.
And tell them your team did everything they could to save someone's child.
Get that EKG and a portable chest drip.
She's 34 weeks pregnant with twins.
Her husband.
You guys, why don't you go have a seat in the waiting
room? I'm not leaving her. Your wife.
Okay, great.
What happened?
I don't know. I found her unconscious.
You get caught up. Taking care of other people's families.
She's lost blood. A lot of blood.
And the responsibility, it makes you...
I didn't even know she was in the hospital. What was she doing here?
You take care of other people's families. And you sacrifice your own.
I thought I was going to hate this party game thing, but it's kind of great. Can we set her on fire after?
No, we cannot.
Hey, these wedding vows are not all going to fit on here.
I'm going to try smaller.
Be still, please. Val just became cow.
You don't need vows on your hand.
When you get up there, just speak from the heart.
Izzy, the heart is an organ. It pumps, circulates blood, and gets clogged from time to time. It does not, however, speak. It doesn't have tiny little lips on it.
Well, you're all glass totally empty.
I'm going to like being married. It's the wedding part that's ridiculous.
Oh,
party's over.
Damn.
Hey, mine didn't go off. This is crap.
You can do this, right?
Become a piece of chattel?
Sure.
Looking forward to it.
No matter what, you're walking down that aisle today. I need you to go down that aisle.
Is the toilet paper cutting off your circulation?
Are you marrying Burke? It's a sign. A sign that people like you and me can do this. Be healthy. Be happy. You marrying Burke restores my faith in me.
Oh, I get it. My wedding's about you.
Yes.
Okay.
You can do this, right?
I can do this.
Okay.
They found the fourth climber. Vitals are stabilizing after fluids, but...
I thought he was dead.
It was, according to his friends. Did the CT show a bleed?
We haven't done a CT yet.
I understood. You said there's a head trauma.
Yeah, there's been a little head trauma. Ice axe to the head.
What the hell happened up on that mountain?
That's a good question.
You don't think it could be uterine cancer, do you? It runs in the family.
No, it's not. She was in earlier. She was in a fender bender.
My wife came into my hospital and you neglected to tell me?
Doctor-patient confidentiality.
We're still married. She's unconscious. There are medical decisions to be made. Legally, I have the right to know. I have a right.
She might be having a miscarriage. She's pregnant.
I need to know what time your chest pain started.
I don't know. Yesterday afternoon?
And what time exactly? This is important.
Around 3 o'clock. What's wrong with me?
I'm going to explain everything to you, I promise. But right now, we need to get you up to the surgical floor.
Surgery? What about my baby?
Well, I think those babies are coming out today.
But I haven't decided. I haven't chosen parents. I need time to decide.
You don't need to decide anything right now. Right now, the most important thing is making sure that you're okay. All right?
Burke.
I've got a surgery. Shouldn't take me more than
4 hours, 5 tops.
I can scrub in. How's Rena?
I need to get a CT angio, but I'm pretty sure it's a tear in her aorta. Her heart is about to blow.
Most dissecting aortas burst within 48 hours.
Which means we have less than 12 hours to fix her before she's dead.
So you need me to get the babies out.
So I can save her life.
You have an aortic dissection?
Yeah, I promise I will make it to the chapel in time.
Okay, listen up. O'Malley, you're with Shepherd and Sloan. Stevens, you're with Burke, Karev, Addison. Go. Gray,
you are with the chief's wife.
The chief's wife?
Is pregnant. Yes, I did say pregnant. I recommend that you lose the shocked look and try for something a little more dignified. Go.
Who am I on?
I didn't page you. Go home and get some sleep.
Yeah, but I'm here already, sir.
You're getting married in less than 12 hours.
This room?
Well, Burke's getting married, too, and he gets to operate.
There's only one Kristen Burke.
There's only one Christina Yang.
I've given you the day off, the whole day. It's a kindness. Take it. It's your wedding day. There'll always be more surgery.
But really, what would you rather be doing, prepping a patient or prepping for your wedding? Go home.
I never got the sense you really wanted the job. Seems to me you got in the race to play out some kind of unfinished business you had with Derek.
I was in this to win, sir. I don't know if he's your new chief, but if he is, he got there because I made him fight for it.
You made them all fight for it.
So I'm not going to be chief.
No, you're not.
They recovered Lonnie's body?
Not his body. He's alive. So why don't you tell me what really happened up there on the mountain?
We're halfway up this ice wall. There's a ledge a couple of hundred feet above us. We figured we'd set up the tents, wait out the storm. Only Lonnie's insisting we go down the mountain.
I told him we gotta dig in. Sit tight. He started freaking out, keeps saying down's the way to go. And then he starts climbing down. We were tied together. And just like that,
we're falling. I swing out with my ice axe, just trying to catch a rock. And I clip Lonnie in the back of the head. Axe just snags. Thought he was dead.
It's an accident.
You've been unconscious for a while.
What about?
He knows. Del, you lost a lot of blood. I'm going to try to find a heartbeat. But you should prepare yourself. Heartbeat. It's a little slower than I'd like, but we tank you with liquids and a transfusion. Make it stronger. I've got to brush off to surgery, but I will be back with you the minute I'm done.
Thank
okay?
you.
Okay.
Adele, why didn't you tell me?
Come on, Richard. What do you think you would have done? Congratulate me? I'm sure you have work to do.
Pete's residence on call will be in the OR for Rena's delivery.
Great, just make sure they notify the NICU.
Hi. Sorry for interrupting. The nurse said that you're Dr. Montgomery?
Yes. Can I help you with something?
Yeah, I'm Jeff Pope. Rebecca's husband?
And on the 23rd night,
Rebecca.
Hi, Jeff.
Your face. But it's you. I'll never let you go again.
Hey.
I had a surgery.
I heard you're the best man.
Yeah.
Oh, maid of honor, best man, kind of perfect.
Yeah.
I know I haven't been myself lately, but I'm me again, so I was thinking maybe you should sleep over because the me that I am is horny for the you that you are.
I met a woman last night.
You met a woman last night?
At Joe's. Nothing happened. She was pretty, I noticed, and we talked.
You met a woman last night?
Yeah.
So should I be worried or something?
Should you be worried that I met a woman? No. Should you be worried that, for me, flirting with that woman was a highlight of my week? Yeah, you should be worried or something.
I don't understand.
That's not you.
No, I understand that part. What I don't understand is why. I need this job, Richard. I need it more than the others.
Addison.
No, I need a reason to stay here. I need a reason to get up in the morning. I need to wake up and not care that it's raining or that I'm 39 and alone. I need the job, Richard.
That's why. If you need a job to give you a life, you either need a new job or a new life.
I'm thinking 4 hours tops to repair his heart, if all goes well.
You're a lucky man, Burke. Christine is great. She's there, she's sure. She's willing to commit. You're a lucky man.
And you're not?
There he is. T-minus 5 hours. And how's the best man up to the challenge? I was an excellent best man.
Now, worst case scenario, if I sleep with your wife in 10 years...
Okay.
I just checked. Chief Resident hasn't been posted yet.
No, I wasn't looking for Chief
Resident. Yeah, you were.
Yeah, okay, I was.
George.
Hey.
What I'm about to say is crazy, and I am not responsible. I am saying this against my will because I am a surgeon, okay? I love my job, I love my life exactly as it is, okay? Exactly as it is. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Not really.
I have no desire to have a human being in my body for 9 long months and then push it out and raise it, okay? None. Zero.
Okay.
Except housing a human for 9 long months is all that I can think about. The thoughts are invading the surgeries that I love, and it's hormonal. And horrible. But it is happening. To me.
You want to have a baby?
Apparently.
There's a guy with an axe in his head.
Right. Go. I'm a freak. Just go. Just run. Just,
thank you.
Please.
Go, I'm fine.
Take your pill and drink your water.
Richard, you know you want to go out that door and start bossing some people around.
Take your pill, Adele. See? I can do my bossing right from this chair.
Go ahead, Richard. Ask. I know you are dying to know whose baby...
Not really my place.
Mrs. Weber, your room is ready.
Excuse me, but what do you want to do about the announcement for Chief of Surgery?
I will be right back. I promise.
We've met before. You probably don't remember. You were little. Oh. My husband always flirted with your mother. Oh, I didn't want to see that. So, I watched you a lot. Watched you grow up. You turned out well. I'm sorry about your mother.
I'm sorry about my mother, too.
It wasn't your fault. Maybe it wasn't anyone's fault. We get married at 25 thinking this is it. Happily ever after. Maybe there is no happily ever after.
It's stunning.
It's a little... is it supposed to be so tight?
Well, it's a choker.
It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. I just don't know if it's me.
5 generations of Burke women have worn this on their wedding day. It's a way of joining our family, becoming a Burke.
Burke.
I'm afraid I misjudged you early on. I thought you were selfish. But you've given way to Preston's ideas about the wedding. And you've been flexible about the things that are most important to him. And that is wonderful. Oh, it's just... What were you planning to do about your eyebrows?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
How's she doing?
BP's 92 over 56.
How'd the reunion go with Jane Doe's husband?
Whatever. He cried like a baby. She looked bored.
Don't go overboard with compassion, correct?
Well, she's not even sure if she wants to stay with the guy. It's complicated.
It's not, actually. Complicated. They're married. She took a vow. You don't mess with vows. Married is married. Game over. It's a freaking over. It's just an opinion.
Pressure's dropped to 60. She's breathing it down. Addison, how much longer?
Rupturing the membrane now. I just need 2 minutes to get these babies out.
Make it one. She's flatlined. Steven, start compressions.
Got the first one out. Clamp?
Come on.
Second baby's out. Okay, go.
Pokey, tin blade.
Poor guy. Just wanted to climb a mountain and ends up with an axe in his head.
Well, you shouldn't have tried turning back. The group is going up. You move with the group.
Control, please. You panicked. You have a right to turn back if you're scared.
No, you don't. You chose to climb a mountain. You can't change your mind in the middle of a climb.
Okay. Now we pull out?
Yeah, but the next one in as they fell. So there'll be some tearing. Should be a shallow wound. And it should come out easily.
Yeah? All right, everybody. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Strange. 1, 2, 3. It's a clean cut.
I thought you said there was going to be tearing.
I know. That doesn't make sense. You are a lucky guy.
Or the axe didn't go in there by accident.
It's probably unfair, but I hold you to a higher standard. And you let me down this year, Preston. After you got shot, the tremor. This job is about making the tough calls. Sometimes the toughest call you can make is admitting when you're in over your head. You don't do that. You know a lot, Preston. You're one of the best surgeons I know. One of the best men. But you're not perfect. You don't know everything. I want to give you the job. I want to. But I can't. Preston, I have a wedding to get to.
Thank you. Yeah, the babies are doing great. They're in the NICU. How are you doing up there, Preston?
Close call. She stabilized.
Good work, Dr. Burke. We may actually get you to the church on time. You nervous?
No, not really. More, excited. Except about my vows, both of myself. I don't know. It may be too... I want him to be right.
Well, let's hear him.
What now?
You got a room full of women. Try them out on us.
Christina, I could promise to hold you and to cherish you. I could promise to be there in sickness and in health. I could say, till death do us part. But I won't. Those vows are for optimistic couples. The ones full of hope. And I do not stand here on my wedding day optimistic or full of hope.
Okay,
I am not optimistic. I am not hopeful. I am sure. I am steady. And I know. I am a hard man. Take them apart. I put them back together. I hold them in my hands. I am a hard man. So this, I am sure. You are my partner. My lover. My very best friend. My heart beats for you. And on this day, the day of our wedding, I promise you this. I promise you to lay my heart in the palm of your hands. I promise you, me. Not too trite, because I can rewrite it.
No. I think I speak for every woman in this room when I say dump her, dump Yang, and marry me.
Hey.
Oh, God, did I miss a page?
No. Everything's okay.
Is this really what you want? Because if it's really what you want, we could do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, really?
Really?
Oh, my God, really?
She looks like Rebecca. Or at least what Rebecca used to look like. And still. Round the eyes.
Yeah.
I thought I'd give her some space. She seemed a little overwhelmed.
The ferry crash was on the news everywhere. Your wife goes missing. How could you not look for her?
I thought she left me. We got into a fight that night. She was trying to tell me how unhappy she was, and I shut her down. Yeah, I didn't look for her when she was missing, but what's worse is I didn't see her when she was there. I can't imagine what it must have been like for her. Her face must have been looking like a broken.
She was beautiful.
I love her. You know?
Meredith.
Oh.
You are not going to believe. Derek met a girl in a bar. And he flirted with her. And he told me. You know, no big deal. Just thought I should know.
Meredith.
I'm not exaggerating. He didn't even hint. He just flat out told me.
Meredith, you know how sometimes it's about you and sometimes it's about me? This is really, really about me.
Whoa.
Mama took my eyebrows. She took my eyebrows, and now I am a Burke.
Lonnie's stable. But the damage he sustained is significant.
But is he going to wake up?
Do you want him to?
What?
The axe in his head was put there deliberately. I just want to give you three guys another opportunity to tell me the truth.
It wasn't. Shut up, Andy.
Well, we can't just sit here.
So shut up, Andy.
Is that how you let him talk to you at 14,000 feet? I have to talk to his family. You guys can talk to the cops.
Dr. Bailey.
Yeah, what?
Christina needs to cut something. I can't really explain it in a way that won't make you glare. But they took her eyebrows, and they called her a Burke. She really needs to cut somebody open.
Yang.
Go. Do. Getting married. Things. Get out of this hospital.
Hey!
I mean... Hey, you have to let me cut, because I am standing here, eyebrowless, with no dignity left. I am a surgeon, Dr. Bailey, but right now I don't feel like one. I feel like somebody else. Do you know what that's like? Not to feel like yourself.
Yeah.
Oh. What's going on?
She started cramping and then she got really diaphoretic.
Alert OB to a possible DNC due to an incomplete miscarriage.
Adele, you could have a placental abruption due to the trauma. We've got to get you to an OR now. Let's move, people.
Sir, Dr. Shepherd is here.
Richard, are you sure you want to? You don't have to do this today.
Yes, I do.
She went into early DIC. I gave her blood, platelets, FFP. Pregnancy at 52 is dangerous. I tried everything I couldn't save.
Baby, maybe you wanna.
He doesn't even know about it. I didn't tell him. I think I misjudged him. I thought he'd go running for the hills. But actually, he's a much better man than I thought. He'll get over his initial judgments and he'll sit with you. And he'll make you drink your water.
What the?
It was a boy.
All right, Dr. Leonard, would you please close for Dr. Burke? He has a wedding to get to.
One cut, and you're gone. One.
Well, I said after... Come on, you want your bride waiting for you at the altar? They don't like that. Let's go.
Gotta go now, Christina.
Sorry?
Put the scalpel down, Christina. You can still do this, right?
What? Hold on a minute. Just want to make sure no one's around so I can say this.
I think we've said everything we need to say.
Shut up. I am an optimist. I am hopeful. I am not sure.
Look, I can do this
myself. Let me speak. Because I'm your best friend. And because I love you. If what you want is to be with Callie, then I will do everything in my power to support you and help you make your marriage work. But because I'm your best friend. And because I love you. I also have to say that I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. I can't promise the future. I can't promise perfection because we're us and I'm me, and who knows what will happen. But in my heart, I am sure. I'm in love with you, George. And I hope you're in love with me, too. Say something.
What time is it?
We got 30 minutes.
I'm gonna be late for my own wedding.
No, we're not.
Dr. Burke asked me to check on you. See you tomorrow.
Post-op x-rays look good. We'll discuss releasing you.
Are you changing money?
Andy?
Who are you?
He's my lawyer.
That was fast.
Don't you dare judge me. You weren't there. We thought he was almost dead. No way he was going to make it. I was in so much pain. So I picked it up.
Andy, shut up.
No! I'm not gonna shut up. Put him out of his misery. If I was back there right now, I'd do the same thing. He was my friend. He is my friend. I'd put him out of his misery.
Anyone got any deodorant?
You're not putting my deodorant in your hairy armpits.
Don't move. You're going to have a unibrow, and I have some in my locker.
Closed. Open.
Closed. Perfect. Dashing.
Thanks.
You look great.
Moment of truth, people.
Those are scores?
Great. Rev. Yang.
Steven.
Mally.
Yes!
Right here, baby.
Yes, thank God.
Did you pass?
Bitch a married booty I did.
As soon as you pass?
Yeah. I'll talk to you at the church.
Okay.
All right, sorry.
Excuse me. Meredith?
I'll meet you at the chapel.
Yes, we take the dress there.
I'll be right there.
Okay.
I like the suit. The suit is way better than the scrubs.
Thanks. Hey, I passed my intern exam.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good. You got discharged. Me and the baby.
Oh, come on. You just had brain surgery. You're still on antibiotics.
My body's been signed off on by plastics, cardio, orthopedics, neuro, and OB. And I'm also my teeth. Got the blessing from Wait, I can say this. Prosthodontics?
Yeah, but they're still your memories.
You know how I know my memory's fine? Because I can say prosthodontics.
Yeah, but the baby...
Discharged by Pete's.
Yeah, but...
I have every reason to go. And yeah, I'm scared. And yeah, this is moving at warp speed. And yeah, I'm freaking out. But Jeff is good. And Jeff is the father of my child. The man is out buying a car seat right now. And the minute he gets back, I have every reason to go. Because medically, there's no need for me to stay. Medically.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, well, then I'll just check the chart and see what, what?
Are you... Do I have to spell everything out for you? I mean, did you sniff too much glue as a child? I'm asking you something here.
What do you want from me?
I want you to give me a reason to stay. A real reason. I mean, Jeff's decent guy, a good decent guy. But to him, I'm Rebecca, and I don't know if I am Rebecca anymore. You know me. You knew when I couldn't even speak who I was. You named me Ava, and I was more me as Ava than I'll ever be as Rebecca. And look, I have every reason to go back to my life. And I will. Unless you... Yeah, I'm asking you to give me a reason to stay here. A reason from you.
Jeff loves you. He's a decent guy.
Alex, give me a reason.
Want to break up with me so you can see other women, just do it. Don't tell me you met another woman. Just end it if that's what you want.
I can't.
Sure you can. Here's how it goes. Meredith, I don't want to see you anymore. Meredith, I don't love you anymore.
Meredith. I do love you. Don't you see? I understand. You're the love of my life. I can't leave you. But you're constantly leaving me. You walk away when you want. You come back when you want. Not everyone. Not your friends. But you leave me. So I'm asking you. You don't see a future for us if you're not in this. Please. Please just end it because I can't. I'm in it. Put me out of my misery.
I can't. Christina is getting married. I have to go make sure she gets married.
Yeah.
I really need to make sure she gets down that aisle.
Let's go. We're running late. Getaway car?
If it's the chief thing, don't worry about it. You deserve it.
Richard didn't pick me to be chief.
We all assume that... Who did he pick?
I don't know. It wasn't me.
No, you really don't. Look so good.
Meredith and I, we may not make it. I think I want it more than she does. Today's your day. It's It's all about you today.
You really are a good best man. I'm
trying.
Christina! Christina?
I didn't run.
You look beautiful.
I'm proud.
Thank you.
Frankly, I always feared you're too emotionally stunted to settle down.
You can do this.
It's kind of confusing. If you know both the bride and the groom, whose side do you sit on?
I just look for the hottest chick in the room and sit next to her.
Stop.
Want to ditch the reception? Grab a drink instead?
Stop it. You don't want me.
Maybe I do.
No, you don't. You want Ava.
She's not Ava anymore. She's Rebecca now, and I barely know her.
Look at me. Look at me. You suck. To me, you suck. I kind of hate you. But, Alex, we do not get unlimited chances to have the things we want. And this, I know, nothing is worse than missing an opportunity that could have changed your life. And no matter what her name is, she'll always be Ava to you.
Believe me when I say I love you, dear.
Dr. Bailey.
You
didn't go to the wedding, either?
No.
I'm so sorry, George.
So, what do I do now?
You fail your intern test. You have two options. You can walk away from being a surgical resident altogether, or you can start from the very beginning.
Repeat my internship. No.
Let's pretend that we can still pretend.
We can't.
Let's pretend.
Can't.
Did I fail you, George?
$1 for
no.
The country that I.
No. I failed you.
Dollar for the country that I know.
Ooh, it looks so pretty in there. I see Burke.
Hey, twins look nice in that dress.
Thank you. Sort of.
I gotta go. Congrats.
Oh, you're on call?
Wait, Alex, did you see George in there?
I didn't see him.
He's probably gonna be late. We had kind of a big emotional day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did something happen between you two? I mean...
No, it's just that I was named chief resident.
Oh.
Plus, we decided to have a baby.
A baby?
Yeah, we're trying. We tried today, in fact.
Wow.
Yeah, big day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have the bouquet?
Yeah.
I have the ring?
Yeah.
You remember your vows?
Yeah, I wrote them all in. Oh, my God. I scrubbed in, and the vows were on my hand. I scrubbed off my vows.
Oh, okay.
Okay, hello. I scrubbed off my vows. I can't do this. I don't have anything on my hand.
I should go see what's going on.
And Christina, I'm gonna be Christina. She didn't need a little push.
There are no words in my head, okay? I have no vows. No vows.
It's okay. It's going to be okay.
You want to stop saying that? Will you say something else?
Like what?
Say something that is gonna help me.
Okay. Okay.
Meredith, please, you know what? Say something. Say, you know, I don't know what. Say, okay. Say what I would say to you if you were me.
Okay.
Good.
Got it.
Good. Go.
Stop whining.
This is your wedding day. You will go down that aisle, and you will get married. If I have to kick your ass every step of the way to get you there, you will walk down the aisle, you will get married. Do you hear me, Christina? We need this. We need you to get your happy ending.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, then.
Nice to
meet
you. Okay.
I'm ready. I'm fine. Meredith talked me down. Really, I'm fine. Go, go, go. I'll be right behind you.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I can do this. You know, I had a momentary freak out, but now I'm fine. I can do this.
But you don't want to do this. I'm up there waiting for you to come down the aisle. And I know you don't want to come. I know you don't want to come, but that you'll come anyway because you love me. And if I loved you, not the woman that I'm trying to make you be, not the woman that I hope you'll become, but you, if I did, I wouldn't be up there waiting for you. I would be letting you go.
I am wearing the dress. I'm ready. And maybe I didn't want to before, but I want to now. I really think I want this.
I really wish that you didn't think. I wish that you knew.
Over. You can all go home. It's over. So over. He's gone. His stuff is still here.
His trumpet was here. His entire Eugene Foote collection. Vinyls and CDs.
His grandmother's picture was by the bed.
His lucky scrub cap was hanging on the door. He's gone. I'm free.
Oh, God, get yourself. Get yourself.
Please stop. Please stop.
Did you get assigned lockers in here or what?
Dude, it stinks in here.
What do you want? It's the locker room.
No, it's our locker room. You guys look bloody scrubs.
Hey.
Hi.
Come on, you guys. Let's go check out the cafeteria.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hi.
We're the new interns.
Yeah.
Well, you look seasoned and wise. Got any advice?
No. Learn how to do an appendectomy start to finish before your first day.
Okay. You're leaving?
Yeah.
Better offer?
Just, you know, life.
Yeah. Anyways, good luck with life, Doctor.
My name is George.
I'm Lexi. Lexi Gray.
Congratulations. You make a fine chief. Derek.
I'm not the best man for this job. You're the best man for this job.
What are you talking about, Derek?
A good chief learns from his mistakes. I'm still working on that. But you... if you had a chance to do it all over again, you'd do it differently. Go ahead. Do it all over again. Be the best man. All we can do.